Hello, hello. Wow, that was the smoothest transition ever. I'm a little frazzled. I'm a little late. I genuinely got hit by a car on my way over here, which was crazy. But the things I do for this show, I'm here. No, it was fine. It was like, it wasn't fast, but the driver definitely did not know that I was like in the middle of the crosswalk, but it's fine. It's whatever. My wrist hurts a little bit, but it's okay. We're gonna play music, hopefully. That's what we like try to do on radio shows usually. But first I didn't have all of my like warm-up period in the studio to connect to the internet because I was a tad late. I was held up by hopefully something that's understandable. So give me a second while I connect to Tuff's guest Wi-Fi and like try and get my heart rate in order, because holy cow, that was strange, to say the very least, and probably concerning to my family. But don't worry, I'm fine. Like, we're chilling. And it wasn't my fault this time. I know that like in college I also kicked a car, sort of. I put my foot out in the road without really looking. That one was on me, but this time I was definitely like in the right and like saw the car and was like, he'll obviously stop because that's the law. And I was wrong. Anyway, I've been listening to some kid recently, K?D. For some reason I had 3 a.m. stuck in my head for like the whole day and I didn't even listen to it yet. So I'm just gonna play that while we transition into like me catching my breath and getting set up here. Oh, I also want to use aux 2 instead of aux 1 because 2 is better. We've clarified this. And finally, holy cow, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio amidst a head-on collision. No, okay, it wasn't that bad. It was totally fine. Here's 3 a.m. by Kid. I believe featuring Cecilia Galt. I can't see it yet until I press play, but here it is. Hopefully. Please, God. I need this win. The getting hit by a car wasn't even the worst thing this week. It's still not going. Come on, man. I'm in shambles. Huh? Okay, we're back. Here's 3 a.m. with Kid. Oh my goodness. Good song, good track. I love the little like trance gate on the vocal there in the chorus, where it's just like you know the vibes. We've talked about it so many times on the show with the like Flutter House effect. It's very popularized by like the Fred Again scene. But yeah, that was 3 in the Morning from Kid's album Cage Script. It's actually a really good album. Go check it out. A lot of really fun tracks on there. I think I have like most of the album saved, which, to be fair, if I like an album like even, you know, 5 out of 10, I'll probably save it or higher, but it's pretty good. On that note, when Space Laces released High Voltage like a while ago, February 18th, 2022, that was 2 years ago. Wow, that's crazy, dog. Somehow I missed Droid. Like, I heard Droid, and was like, yeah, I remember this from Voltage, I think, 02. And it's a great beat, it's a great track, but I never saved it. And I found today that I finally found the album again, because I was like, I don't want to listen to the Space Laces show that I listen to, like, every day anymore. At least not for today. I want to check out some other Space Laces stuff. Or mainly, I was honestly just, like, digging for some house tunes to, like, build up a house playlist that I was working on. But found this track. It's really good. I think the synth is honestly kind of weird. Like, it's definitely very, like, modular. So you'll hear it, I don't know. You'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it. But I do think the grooves are really sick in this song, and the switch up from like the house beat to the more kind of like trappy beat at the end is really nice. You can really get like a, you know, sway your shoulders to it. So here's Droid by Space Laces. This is the Mix King himself. Definitely go check out some of his live shows on YouTube if you like this kind of stuff. Here it goes.
You know what it means.
No.
No.
Space Laces ends like all of his songs with some weird soundbite like that. Yeah, anyway. That was Droid. I think it's a pretty killer track. It sounds fun. It definitely has like a little bit of the like modular slash analog synth, like, let's call it, like, it's farty, you know? It's like, it's kind of sounds like swamp music, but like, it does go hard, I think. Hopefully I'm not alone in this sentiment. Okay, I want to play something from a slightly lesser known artist that I found from like a remix competition, or I don't even really know what to call it, like a sample production competition where this producer, Eliminate, we've had him on the show many times, or like, I haven't had the guy on the show, I've just played his music. That would be sick though, because he is a personality. But he hosts these like competitions for like lesser known producers in the community to all like try and make a song in like 2 or 3 hours with this one sample. And they all agree on like a sample that they want to use, and then they try and make a song with it. And one of them was like this hibachi chef trying to lay down like a amen break almost. So let me see. I'm honestly just gonna play like the YouTube video, because I want to show you guys like the original sample and then what this like producer who has 200 monthly listeners, very up and coming, cooked up in like 3 hours. It's really impressive in my opinion. I think it would kill it in a club. And then I looked into him, found a track that he released recently that I really like, and also kind of fits into a pattern of like other tracks that I've been looking at recently, so I'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's see if we can pull up this sample. So there's a video associated with it too, but there's like a hibachi chef. Let's see. Here we go.
Hey, hold up.
Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? Okay. Right. You heard that? It's like a pretty nice beat. And then this guy made this in like 3 hours. It's crazy. New, completely new. Doesn't really have like a ton of stuff out yet. I think it's pretty cool. Hopefully you guys do too. Okay, wait, this is him rewinding it so that he knows like this is the guy who won the competition. We're gonna play it back. Okay, there we go. It really was a ripper, honestly. I can't even log it into Spinatron, but it was called, I think it, like the SoundCloud byte is just called like hibachi and bass or something. But let's switch up from like a kind of like drum and bass to more of like a speed house kind of thing at the like 2/3 into the track, and then kind of using the hibachi kind of like amen break thing and slowly pitching it down to give you that like like the tension kind of like releasing over the time of the drop. I don't know. I thought that was really cool. Really, really impressive. So, and like 3 hours, a lot of a track is really just like the groove and the bass line. Like if you can get the percussion and the bass line going, you've got a pretty good track going already. But anyway, this producer is named At Risk. Really cool name, A-T-R-Y-S-K, and this is a recent track. Let's see, it came out, yeah, January 19th of this year. It's called Let Go by Homesick, At Risk, and Balka. I think Balka might be the vocalist, but I'm not super sure. Anyway, here it is. I think it's pretty cool. We'll talk a little bit after about stuff about it. Yeah, you know, it's music. Let's go. So that was Let Go by Homesick, At Risk, and Balka. I've heard that vocal sample somewhere before as well, and I've been trying to think of what other track I've heard it in. And it's going to haunt me for like 2 months, and then I'm going to get it. I've done it before, and I've like forgotten it, but then all of a sudden it just came back to me. Like, this happens every once in a while whenever I hear like a sample from another song. I'm trying to think of what the last one was. I think the original was Forever by Keizo, and then I had also heard the sample maybe in like a Riot song or something, but anyway, it's fine. But I really like that track. I think it's cool, and I'm a huge fan of this like huge emphasis on like polyrhythms and just like obscure rhythms or arrhythmic stuff in general. I think definitely Flume has like encouraged a lot of that, but like Imanu really pushed the fold on that as well. And it seems like a lot of artists are getting into this like focus on these more like crystalline and natural based sounds, like Demotapes and Pluko have been doing a lot of stuff recently that's like really based on like feedback loops. So it's like a really simple recording of like a river or like a brook or like birds or walking in grass or whatever, and then there's just like a ton of feedback loop on it. So it's this like really strong like combination of both like digital and natural sounds, and then using like polyrhythms and kind of like unique features of like math, I guess, in music to try and like keep things grounded, even though when you're listening to it, it sounds very like kind of chaotic and everywhere. There's still like a groove that you can like latch onto. I don't know. It's very cool. And I'm liking a lot of the music that's been coming out recently in that domain. And like all of those artists that I just listed, have been like kind of pushing the boundaries on that kind of stuff. And it's really fun to like play with too. Like it's fun to, mess around with that kind of sound design. 'Cause it's kind of, I don't want to say it's like simple. It's definitely really hard. But it's kind of fun because like the main thing is like you're just looping a sound or a signal like into itself like a ton of times, and so it's okay if you kind of make it messy. Like that's kind of the point. So it's kind of fun to just like go in and like wreck a sample of like a brook or something and try and see what you get out of it. I don't think that's like what they did in this track. I think this is probably just the synths, but they definitely did like the polyrhythm kind of like transient signal processing thing, I don't know, that everyone's really kind of doing right now. I feel like they did it pretty well. So shout out to At Risk. Congrats on winning that competition, and great track. Now let's see, what else do we have? I got a new synthesizer over the, or not like a synthesizer, but I got a new sampler over the weekend. I don't think I talked about this last radio show. Hope maybe I did, but it's really sick. I got this Amiga sampler, and it's supposed to like mimic old like jungle production like hardware. So like the sampler itself has like a bunch of like built-in software processes to like try and emulate the effect of the hardware at the time. So you can get this really like authentic kind of underground jungle UK garage sound. And so I've been playing a lot with that recently. It's been really fun, honestly. And I've been like talking to some other like producers who are really big in those like genres, I guess, like especially the jungle scene, because like jungle is not very popular anymore, I think. So the scene is very like, the people who are into it are like, they like the music, and it's, they're passionate about it, so they don't mind talking about it. But yeah, it's been really cool. And on Sunday night, I couldn't sleep like at all, so I just started my work day at 3 a.m and I had like some, I had enough work lined up that I didn't really need to reach out to anyone, so I just worked from like 3 to 11. And while I was doing that, I just listened to some like jungle music and stuff to try and get into like get ideas flowing and stuff. And like my first idea was, or my first like thought to go towards for inspiration was Starjunk 95. This is a super fun project that focuses on like these kind of retro style, or more like synth, not synth wave, but like, yeah, like retro wave kind of It's very aesthetic music, I would say. You'll know what I'm talking about when I start playing it. Wow, I really stuttered there for a little bit. I don't know what was going on. But this is the track that I thought of right away. It's called LX777, parentheses Lunar Data, and it's really smooth. There was such a vibe about, like, I don't know, just working outside in the kitchen in my house, like, at night and watching the, like, sun slowly rise up through my, like, ceiling windows. I forget what those are called. Just sunroofs, maybe? Sunlights? Who knows? But watching the sun kind of come up while I'm working and just, like, in the vibe, it felt like I was, like, in a satellite just, like, coding around listening to this stuff. So very ambient, very fun. Here's some, like, jungle/UK garage to get into it. This is LX777 Lunar Data by Starjunk 95. Oh yeah, what a groove. I dig it. It's so fun. Kind of keeping up with that, maybe we'll just keep it with some fast beats for a little bit here. Definitely a lot more energetic than that and less ambient, but Dirty Phonics released another track, and if you remember, I geeked super hard about the last one. This one, still really good, but more of like a generic kind of drum and bass track. It's very good, but it wasn't as like crazy electro house, you know, revitalizing every part of me that became infatuated with electronic music at a younger age kind of vibe. This one's more of just like, it's a pretty decent track. So let's get into that. Honestly, here is You Want Me by Dirty Phonics and Circadian. Really fun vocal chops in this one. Check it out. We'll be right back. Heck yeah, brother. Okay, that was You Want Me by Dirty Phonics and Circadian. And that just released 2 weeks ago, March 13th. Three-ish weeks ago. Yeah, really good track. Let's see, what else do we got? I want to play the new Beast Boy, because Beast Boy has been killing it recently, and I also think this album is going to be pretty good. I don't know. There's something about it that, the process of him making it, I think is going to be, it's going to shine a little bit. I think, so, we've talked on the show a lot about, like, Nurture and Porter Robinson's album and how that was kind of him, his, like, reemergence into the music scene after the debut of Worlds, where kind of he made Worlds and it was so popular and everyone fell in love with it, and then he just kind of hit, like, a creative block, and everyone was kind of like, where'd this guy go? And he felt like a lot of pressure, and then he felt like he was kind of losing passion for life in general and like losing a lot of direction and stuff, and kind of getting lost in the sea of like everyone else's opinions of like what he's supposed to do. And eventually he was kind of just like, no, I think I want to do music, and I think that's what I need to do despite what everyone is telling me, and just kind of like went against the current and kind of found himself. And it's a really cool kind of project. I think that album is probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite album of all time, and it's very much related to like just the story of him creating it, like 4 years in advance prior to the album coming out, him tweeting like, I can make something good, because he's just like, he knows he can do it, and he can't bring himself up to make the music at the time. And then like 2 years later, that line is in a song, is like, I don't know, it's very cool. It captures his whole journey. And Beast Boy is a younger producer right now. Don't know his like actual age fully right now, but definitely a little bit younger. And this album, like, I follow him on Instagram. I follow a lot of producers on Instagram. And I've been noticing that, like, Beast Boy and I have been perhaps, like, going through some of the similar things over the past, like, year and a half of really trying to figure out what it means to, like, love yourself and who you are and, like, what you want and how to listen to people and how to treat people and what is life and existence and what am I here for? And all of those like crazy wild questions. And so like the algorithm, the all-seeing eye of the techno god basically spoon feeds you these posts to kind of like highlight whatever emotion you're feeling at the time. And like I've noticed that like the posts that are being sent to me are like ones that Beast Boy has like liked on. So like I get these like memes, or not even memes, but just like, you know, motivational posts or like poetry or like even like romantic stuff or like I don't even know, like those like movie clips that are like, you know, whatever. And and like Beast Boy was there first, like he's like, oh, I saw this too, and the algorithm spoon fed it to me. So the album is called Wings and Fangs, and the first track that came out a little bit early is called Won't Feel Love the Same. I listened to it just today. I think it's pretty good. It's not like crazy, but it's pretty good. But I'm really excited for side two of the project. So the project has two sides, Wings and Fangs. And Wings is all like, the titles are called Dream, Won't Feel Love the Same, So High, Just Waiting, What Am I Doing Wrong, and Valentine's Curse. So yeah, you know, he was like in his feels or whatever. And then, or whatever, it stuff sucks really bad to be in your feels. But then you figure it out, and disc two was Front Seat, Psychotic, Compulsory, Whiplash, Double Dutch, What You Know About This, Scream For Me, Blood to Ashes, and Weapon X. So definitely like a lot more energy and like tenacity in that second side, and I'm really looking forward to that, because his last project, which I believe was called Night Fevers, is like a really fun album. I think Burn is one of my favorite tracks that's released in a while. It just sounds clean. It's a good one. But for now, we'll play Won't Feel Love the Same. It's the first track off of Wings and Fangs, which should be coming out in an hour and 20-ish minutes, right at midnight on Friday. So here is Beast Boy, Bouncing Back. Oh boy, alliteration. Actually took me to be in the studio to hear it, but I had another like sample alignment moment there. I believe that's the same vocal that's used in Hoodlum by Joyride, maybe, thought it was You and I or whatever. It loops in a way here that I think between the like was you and you and was you and was you and it just like gets the little beginning of the peak. And I heard it, and it's like, I think it's the same, like, cut and chop that is, like, in the Joyride track. I think it's Hoodlum. I could be wrong. But anyway, really fun track. I think it's a good debut of, like, what I think the rest of the Wings side of the album is going to be like. I think it'll be a little bit more, you know, ethereal, kind of vibey, mysterious stuff. And then I think the second one is going to be more like Beast Boy really jumping into his stuff. But honestly, maybe we'll play the other Beast Boy track that I really like. It's called Burn. How long is it? 3:55. Yeah, we've got time. Let's do it. This is Burn by Beast Boy. I think it goes crazy. And hopefully this will be, I think, what the like second part of the track will be, or second part of the album will be more like. Really fun switch up in the second drop here too. I think definitely like my favorite part in quite a few, like in many songs that I've heard. I think this is a nice sample of like fun production. Yeah, nailed it. That's a compliment. Here's Burn by Beast Boy. Now. I'm very excited for the new project. I wanted to read a Rez quote. I know I like read a lot of Rez quotes on the show, but whatever. She says, watching people evolve is so sick. The thing is, it can happen so randomly where all of a sudden someone figures out what their style is or how they want to present. It's cool watching visions come to life and inspires me to continue to evolve. Every day I want my career to become more cohesive or more representative of where I'm at and nailing the imagery to match the music, etc. I want to be more particular about outfits and the lighting and everything and just be more intentional. And I think that's really, like, that resonated with me very deeply. I think over this year I've realized that, like, I get hyper fixated on things that I think just kind of like reek of passion. Like the Nurture album is just like filled with this, like, he's rediscovering his lust for life. And like the Spider-Verse movies, when they both came out, I was like kind of nuts about both of them for a couple of weeks. And like you can just tell that there's like a lot of like work and care. And like, I know there's like also like animation allegations and stuff and all that, but like there's also a lot of care that was poured into those projects. And like same thing with something like a stop motion film or something, or like when people use like not the most efficient technology, but it's because of more of like a passion project. I don't know, it's just very interesting, and it's cool to see people just like care about things. And I think Beast Boy, this is going to be his, like, this album is very much his, like, stepping into himself, and I'm excited for him. It seems like it's going to be pretty sick. So, looking forward to hearing that, probably throughout the workday tomorrow. Which, I'll probably have to go into the office, which stinks, but it's whatever. It's fine. We're chilling. I want to read a PSA about seatbelt safety in honor of my vehicle mismanagement. And, well, not my vehicle mismanagement. Someone mismanaged a vehicle into my body, but it's fine. Hopefully they were wearing a seatbelt, but just in case. And just in case you're listening, random person, I forgive you, first of all, because the world is full of love, and we are all just vibrations cruising through the streamline. And we resonate within each other, and those resonations, they stick to our atoms forever. And so I hope that this grace is a part of you and you carry it forward forever. That wasn't the PSA. Anyway, this is seatbelt safety. No matter what it takes, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make your kids, or wait, what? Oh, do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kids/buckle-up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. So yeah, wear your seatbelt so that if you're in the vehicle, you can be safer than the person that you hit with it. Okay, sorry. I'm fine. I'm not salty about it. My wrist still kind of hurts, but we're fine. I want to play two more tracks. Okay, we should have time. Yeah, this one's short. I want to play this track called Spy by Who Killed, I think it's called Who Killed 19, or it's Who Killed XIX. Just a really, like, bouncy, kind of goofy song. It's shown to me by a really good friend of mine, and it's their birthday coming up in an hour and 7 minutes. So here is Spy for you, and happy birthday. And thanks for showing me this song, because it is a certified bop. I think it's super, like, it's definitely weird, but I think it's a bop, and I listen to it genuinely all the time.
I think, maybe. Hold on, I'll try to give it another go. Where I come from, you can't flip me when you're scared. And this is just a secret conversation with neighbors.
pressure, huh? I'ma find a way, you can despite me all you want, but I'll be paying, you can drink my piss from a glass from an egg,
me? Like this type of instrumental, yeah. Instrumental. Avatar moves elemental.
So fun. What a fun track. Sometimes all you need is like a good 808 and like really weird vocals and you've got a groove. That's what I was saying. I mean, we started the show with like the hibachi bass thing. It's like you just need a good groove and some nice bass and most of your track is like done. Anyway, that was Spy by Who Killed XIX. Really fun track. Really, really good time. And happy soon to be birthday. To round it out at the end, we'll play the Ryan Wreck. This is the new Weathen track. It's featuring Lynn Lapid, which is really cool. I didn't know about, like, I didn't think they would collab ever. I only have one song by her, but definitely not two names I paired in my head. But it's really good. I listened to it on the way over, and ironically, it's called Cruise Control. So this kind of rounds out our car-themed show that we've been having. So here is Cruise Control by Lynn Lapid and Weathen. Presumably. There we go. Cruise Control by Lynn Lapid and Weathen just came out, I think, let's see, March 29th. That's not even that long ago. That's like last week. yeah, go check out some of Weathen's other stuff as well. I really like Clouds. That's, I think, probably one of my favorite tracks by him. And the whole album with the Rio Kraygun collabs. Anyway, this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's Rivendell for a brief second, or perhaps maybe just straight. I'll do Rivendell first. Here we go. Perhaps? Question mark.